You are listening to Today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. And it is Friday, and we are very, very thankful for that. It is Father's Day weekend. And first of all, I pray that you have or had a godly father. If not, you have the opportunity to begin a whole new trajectory for your family. And I pray that every one of us, that our goal as men, no matter how great a father we had, was to be an even better father than what we had. Thank God for the godly fathers you had or have, but let's strive to be even better. So there's a well, before I get into talking too much, I want to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God. We had a cookout last night for our men, and we'd like to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God this coming Father's Day, as we honor fathers and spiritual fathers, men who know that it is not a weakness to be a follower of Jesus. It takes a person of conviction, a person who of faith, a person who is willing to persevere, a person who is willing to teach, a person who's willing to live. And so we are thankful for men who love Jesus. So if you'd like to join us this coming Sunday, we got Sunday school at 9:30. We've got worship at 10:30. And we pray that everyone has a wonderful weekend this weekend. So what I was going to say is, there was a study. I've actually printed it out, and I think I saved it onto my computer because it was very difficult to find. But there was a study of two families that were contemporaries. One of them was a household that had a father who loved Jesus, passed that on down to generations. And the people of influence that came out of that particular family made incredible contributions to the betterment of America. They also studied another family. This one happened to be a person who did not love God, did not follow God, and did not pass that on generations. And it talked about the number of descendants that came from that particular family, and the majority of which created challenges for the society. And a lot of that stemmed from two different men, one of whom treasured their relationship with God, one of them who didn't. And I do want to tell you this. The Bible talks about the sins of the father can pass down to the third or fourth generation, and that can be heartbreaking in and of itself. But it talks about that for a righteous man, that the blessings can extend to 1,000 generations. And I want to put that in very real terms for you. What that means is that at a very minimum, if a generation was 20 years, that's 20,000 years. That is more than the length of time which humanity has existed in civilizations. And as a result of that, what is basically being said is, if we are living as righteous men of God and we are living in a way that we pass down the blessings of God instead of rebellion, that it is going to perpetuate forever and ever and ever. That's the type of legacy that we want to have. Several years ago, I had a friend of mine who passed away unexpectedly. He passed away even younger than I currently am. And his one of his sons got up and gave testimony at his funeral about how their father had made a decision to be a follower of Jesus Christ, and in doing so had changed the spiritual trajectory of their family. So with that being said, men, I encourage you, being a follower of Jesus, not just in word, but in your daily lifestyle, it will be of great spiritual benefit to you. It'll be of great spiritual benefit to your family, and it will be a great spiritual benefit to those whose lives you will influence. We're going to be in John chapter 14 today. We're going to start here in this journey. There's 31 verses, so I'm going to read this. This is a very familiar passage of Scripture. A lot of times it is read at funerals and memorial services, but I want to share it today from the foundational aspect of love for God, love we have for one another. So beginning in verse number 1, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you for myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Listen to verse 15. "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live. You will live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, How is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. So I have here a list of statements of fact from John 14. And I want to read those to you, and then we're going to go back and we're going to talk about these several things from this passage. We're not going to touch on everything. The first thing is, Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. When it's talking about the heart, that's talking about our innermost being. It is talking about our perception, our will, our intellect, And many times being troubled is actually a result of making the wrong choice. It starts off, let not. That means that we have a role to play in that. We have a choose to focus. We have a choice to bring our thought life into subjection to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We can either choose to be troubled or in turmoil, or we have the option to be at peace. Second statement of fact from verse number 2, the Father's house has many mansions. Third statement of fact, again, verse 2, Jesus tells us reality. He speaks the truth. Jesus prepares us for a place and a place for us. In verse 3, Jesus' desire is for us to be with him. Verse number 6, Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Again, verse 6, no one comes to the Father except through Jesus. That's a very unpopular one in society, because pluralism of the world wants people to think, oh, there's many paths to God, many paths to heaven, and it doesn't matter which one you take, just as long as you're sincere about one of them. That does not line up with what Jesus said. He said, he is the way, the truth, life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus. He is claiming that he is the exclusive and the only way to the Father. In verse number 7, to know Jesus is to know the Father. Verse 10, Jesus is in the Father, and the Father is in Jesus. Jesus speaks in verse number 10 from the authority of the Father. The Father does the work through Christ and us. In verse number 12, believers in Jesus will do what Jesus does. Believers will do greater things because Jesus goes to the Father. Verse number 13, whatever we ask, Jesus will do to glorify the Father. Verse number 15, and again in verse number 21, to love Jesus is to keep his commandments. We're going to elaborate more on that as we go along. verse number 16, Jesus will give us a permanent paraclete, a helper, one who is called alongside to help. That is God, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is to be in us and dwell in us. Verse number 19, Jesus will not leave us as orphans or in a desolate condition. He will come to us. Verse number 20, because Jesus lives, we will live also. Verse number 22, if we love Jesus, we will be loved by the Father and the Son. Verse number 23, the Father and Jesus will make their home with those who love Jesus. Verse number 26, the Holy Spirit, the one who is called alongside to help, does so in a legal, spiritual, intellectual, and emotional manner. He is a helper in all areas of life. Again, verse number 26, the Holy Spirit will teach believers all things and help them to remember the teachings of Jesus. Verse number 27, Jesus gives us his peace, his shalom. It is not just the absence of conflict, it is wholeness and well-being in every area of our life. Again, from the same as verse number one, do not let your heart be troubled or afraid. So if those things are ruling and reigning in your life today, you can make a choice and say, God, I need you to help me in those areas. Verse number 28, prophetic speech strengthens belief. The Father is greater than the Father is greater than Jesus during his incarnation. Satan has nothing in Jesus, and Jesus does the Father's commandments. So I read those to you because those are statements of fact. Those are things that are clearly spelled out. But when we look at this, we need to look at the foundation of love that causes all of these blessings to come into our life. And it's because God loves us that he does these things. Jesus' words, Jesus' actions, Jesus' example, Jesus' disciples, they were all benefiting from the love that God has. So I want to talk about some of these specifically and show you that it is because of Jesus' love for us, and we can are supposed to, according to the scripture, have a love for God that will cause us to experience the blessings that are talked about here. So it says, do not let your heart be troubled. Again, this is our inner person. It has to do with our will, our intellect, our emotions. And it means that we do not have to be troubled or disturbed. That we can believe in God, we can believe in Jesus because he loves us. We can trust him. We can believe in him. He tells us the truth. And so I'm thankful that Jesus, because of his great love, acts in such a way that he is not creating an uncertainty or a disturbance in our relationship, but he is looking for us to walk with him in belief, in trust, in faith, and in love. So he does inform us of heavenly realities. He talks about, in my Father's house are many mansions or many rooms. And he said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He tells us reality because he loves us. And so one of the things that I had put in the list that I had prepared there is that Jesus is preparing us for a place and a place for us. Those are two different truths. Some people do not believe in the reality of hell. Jesus talked about hell a lot. The truth about it is that hell was a place that was prepared for the devil and his angels or his messengers. It wasn't a place that was prepared for people. And as a result of that, that when people reject Jesus and they embrace the deception of the devil and the value system of the devil and live by the nature of the devil, they end up being one of his messengers, and they end up in the place that they were never prepared for. I feel like I should just talk here a moment. God is always preparing us. He is not only preparing us for what we are facing now, he is preparing us for what is coming in the future. When the lion and the bear came and attacked the sheep that were under David's care, that might have seemed like it was a random act, but what was happening was David was actually being prepared for facing Goliath. Because when he faced Goliath, he said, I've been in similar situations before. Your outcome is going to be just like theirs. He's preparing us, but the preparation is not just for the difficulties that we face, but he is preparing us for eternity in heaven, a holy place. That's why many times people are so confused here in this life, is because they think the goal of this life is happiness, when really the priority of this life is holiness. The two are not exclusionary, because when we embrace the holiness of God, we are going to experience the joy of the Lord, and that means that we're going to have a very joyful and happy disposition, because we know that not only is God preparing us, but he's preparing a place for us. The good news is that the place is that wherever Jesus is, that's the place that we will be also. He says, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So very, very thankful for the reality that because of God's great love for us, he is preparing us for what is to come. And he says, if it were not so, I would have told you. There is a mindset here in modern times that says, if you love me, you will reinforce the belief that I have in the lie that I have been told, or the lie that I believe. That's not love. If I were to say, you know what, I believe I can fly without wings, without an airplane. I can just, you know, jump off a roof and I'm going to fly. It would not be love for a person to reinforce that belief for me. It would be death for me. And so Jesus says, because of his great love for us, he says, if it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to speak the truth to you. truth is the language of heaven because God loves people. Deception is the language of hell. Jesus said that the devil is a liar. It is his native tongue. It is his predisposition. People do not lie to people because they love them. They lie to people because they are wanting to manipulate them or to control them or to destroy them. And so I'm very, very thankful that God loves me enough to tell me the truth, and he does the same for you. So when we're here on the radio program, I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to preach the truth. I'm going to teach you what the Word of God says, and I'm going to do my best to communicate the truth of God's Word, because I don't want anybody believing a lie. One of the things that I repeat often is that the devil does not care which lie you believe, just as long as you believe one of them. If he can get you to believe one of his lies, it will hinder you from believing the truth. And believing the truth is absolutely essential, because if we are abiding in God and God's Word is abiding in us, then we will know the truth, and the truth that we know will set us free. And so I quoted that here a week or two ago. It's actually in John chapter 8, verse number 31 and 32. Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," or set you free. So, because Jesus loves us, he tells us the truth. Because Jesus loves us, he comes not to disturb us, but to bring us peace, to bring us to where we trust God more, believe in God, to inform us that he is preparing us for heaven. And he is preparing a place in heaven for us. Because he loves us, he is wanting us to spend time with him. He will come and receive us to himself, that we may be with him forever. That's the truth. Jesus loves you. You got a bright future ahead of you with Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Put your faith and trust in him. Hey, happy Father's Day. We'll see you Monday here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."